This week on Linux Out Loud.
I gotta agree. I think the tiling slash snapping roll is however you want to use it, especially from the keyboard. If you're doing like meta and the arrow keys to shrink and maneuver multiple windows and stuff is a really, really nice feature to have. Not gonna lie, I use it a ton.
I even added in the title bar the keep above and keep below buttons. Not that I use keep below very much, but I have those in the title bar as well. So really quickly, I can just click on that and move something to a location. Like if I'm copying something out of like Telegram or whatever on my laptop, and I don't have the desktop real estate, I'll keep something above so I can copy and paste things in and out of a message or whatever, and then keep the other application at full screen because I need to. And just little things like that, little extra features, which I know Windows does not have the keep above and keep below, which makes life, I don't know, using it for managing information much more difficult. You basically have to buy another screen to utilize Windows, but window control features in Plasma really allows you to optimize the usage of single screen or smaller screen layouts.
I learned something new today. I didn't realize that you can add that to the title bar itself. When we're done, that's happening.
The things we learn from each other, and we're supposed to be these normal Plasma users.
It's why I do this show with you guys. I have to learn something, or at least be enabled.
I enable you to purchase games, Nate. That's my job.
And the Steam Deck.
The Steam Deck you bought of your own accord without any instigation from me on that one, so don't even try to palm that off on me.
Well, I just want to blame you. I'm not saying it's your fault. I'm just blaming you.
If anybody can say that, it'll be Wendy when I do enable her to actually end up purchasing one.
There's a whole lot more in our conversation about desktop features we cannot live without. Matt gets a dock for his Steam Deck. Nate has an unexpected offender on his network, and I give some updates on Tenacity. Make sure you're checking out the rest of the show, links in the show description, or find it on your favorite podcast app. See you there.